Right, let's start off in Botha's Hill at the Kersney Easter Rugby Festival. Westville Boys High School's tactical awareness powered them to a 36-5 win over Westville Ehia Jansen in the fourth game of day two, their second win in the competition so far. Now, Westville opened the weekend with a 31-0 win over Westville Framsby on the first day to put them in the lead. Glenwood were the other KZN side to dominate yesterday, squeezing to a 37-34 win against Milnerton High, while hosts Kersney College saw off Dale College 34-13 to win the fifth game on the day. And then the Springbok women kicked off their season with a commanding 48-26 victory against Spain yesterday. Now, according to a very pleased face, De Bruyn, the performance brought smiles to the faces of his coaching staff. Now, the Bok women showed good variety in the win, in which they scored 8-4. And coach De Bruyn said their first phase of the Rugby World Cup preparations was off to a flyer.
If you win it by 1 point or if you get 48, it doesn't matter. I think we scored 7 or 8 tries, so we are very happy. There's a lot of work on. Just some loose moments and some, you know, but what I did enjoy, they had a go. They had a go from all over. But sometimes it is a test match, just sort of settle things down a bit. But I must say, I enjoyed the fact that prepared to have a go and play fearless. They really played fearless.
And then in some football, Aston Villa have boosted their chances of Champions League qualification with a convincing 4-1 victory over top five rivals Newcastle. Unai Emery's team are now level on points with fifth place Nottingham Forest in the Premier League table.
Really, the player, they are focusing, like my message is in the dressing room and every day. Now we can't waste time. Now we are in our best moment.
Manchester City's 2-0 win at Everton has taken them up to fourth. Brentford improved their hopes of a European spot by beating Brighton 4-2. And then shifting to Formula One to close, Britain's Lando Norris has some making up to do at today's Saudi Arabian Grand Prix after crashing and qualifying. And the standings leader starts from 10th, while defending champion Max Verstappen goes from pole position. Norris, McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri's second on the grid, with Mercedes George Russell third. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.